Okay, you ready?
Yes, yes.
All righty, I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome. And what shall we discuss?
How are you? I'm very nervous.
I am as always. And yourself?
I'm pretty excited for a conversation with you. Thank you for calling me.
You're quite welcome.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. And, well, I had a book of questions for you all these years, and I found my answers. I do not know what clever to ask you today. Okay, I will have some topics, but just to see how this will look like. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Okay. First, I will ask questions for friends, short ones, okay?
Very well.
Thank you. My friend Kusum is asking if her impressions that she calls tooth impression and paying guest impressions are true. She wanted only yes or no answer.
Yes.
Yes for both impressions.
Correct.
Yes, okay. And my friend Pat wants to know how many focuses she and I share together.
Sixty-seven. Yes.
In how many focuses she is my mother?
Fourteen.
And in how many focuses she is my lover?
12.
Okay. Pat said hello to you.
And you may offer my greetings to her also.
Okay. And now, I would like to ask you about waves and about my aligning with all nine essence families. Did I feel each wave particularly, individually, with overwhelmingness because of my aligning with nine essence families?
Not necessarily. For regardless of whether an individual aligns with the essence family that is orchestrating a particular wave, the individual may or may not feel overwhelmed by that wave. It is dependent upon the direction that the individual is engaging in that time framework. An individual may align with a family that is orchestrating a particular wave and may actually engage that wave at times in an easier manner than other individuals. Therefore, it is not necessarily correct that you would be overwhelmed or experiencing more intensity with each wave. Some waves you may actually experience more easily than other waves.
But this last wave is the most influencing wave, yes?
I would express for most individuals, yes.
Is it correct for me?
Yes.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, but there was some interference.
I have problems to hear you.
Yes, there is some significant interference.
So, what shall we do?
Shall I engage Michael again?
You will call me again, Mary, yes?
I shall engage Michael and allow him to address to the situation. One moment.
Thank you.
What happened? Again, okay, here we go. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Continuing.
Hello?
Yes.
I think that Michael had fun with me. And now my question, does this emotional wave have biggest impact on me?
In relation to the other waves? Yes.
Very interesting.
I would express that this particular wave is incorporating a more significant impact with you than the other waves have.
Do I have, how I can say in English, do I faster assimilate information now than previous periods?
Yes.
Is it the same with many other people?
Yes, many individuals are assimilating more quickly now. And one of the reasons for that action is that they are paying more attention.
And why now? Why not in 2000 years?
Well, individuals have been offering themselves information, and in shifting, they are paying attention more, and that allows them to assimilate more quickly.
Okay, so we are shifting very fast now, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so can you say that in the next 5 years we will have a pretty different world than today?
I would express that yes, that is a strong potential. I would I would express that within the time framework of between 5 and 10 of your years, there will be significant alterations in your reality and in your world.
Does that apply to money system?
Yes.
So we will get rid of money, I hope.
You are implementing, you are implementing the beginning of that action, but also recognize that changing the structure of exchange is an enormous task and will require stages and steps and will not be occurring immediately. But eventually this is what you are moving in the direction of, in restructuring your world and abolishing the foundation of exchange, for it will not be necessary, and it does not serve you any longer. In the manner of speaking, you have outgrown this structure of exchange.
Yes. Okay. Now more personal questions. Okay.
Very well.
I would like to know about my traumatic, harsh experiences with my parents. I like to. I wish to express that you helped me very much with your points to pay attention to the now. But I still suffer from what the point of all these traumatic experiences. I would like to let them go. Can you give me insights, and can we talk about this so I can find kind of balance, so I can let it go, so I can reconfigure my memories, if that is possible. What can you tell me about all of this?
Offer an example.
Example for what particularly? If my mother now does not have beliefs, and if she is much more free with her choices, then why I'm contemplating about past here and there? That is one example. Why I do not let it go?
Let me express to you, my friend, that many times individuals will generate certain experiences that they create very strong associations with. Now, in that, the individual can actually create a shrine in relation to certain experiences. And when you do that, it is difficult to dismantle that and, in your terms, let it go. For throughout time, you generate contributions of gems to the shrine. which may not necessarily be similar experiences, but any type of trigger that can be associated with a particular experience, such as a hypothetical example. An individual may generate a disturbing or very uncomfortable experience with another individual. And let us say that the individual that they experience with incorporates the name of Lucy.
The name of?
Yes. Now, this is a hypothetical example. Now, the first individual may encounter another individual subsequently with the name of Lucy and will automatically dislike that name and may even perhaps be repelled by the individual for no apparent reason. They may dislike the individual but not actually incorporate the ability to offer themselves a reason why they dislike the individual, when in actuality there is no actual reason for them to dislike the individual other than the individual incorporates the name of Lucy and they generate a very strong association with an experience that involved an individual named Lucy. It can also be triggered by sounds or smells or colors. All of these different elements that may be associated with particular experiences that an individual generates a very strong association with can be difficult to address to, especially when it involves another individual that they interact with regularly or frequently. This occurs many times in families in which siblings or parents and children experience in certain manners together, but their perceptions of their experiences may be very different, and one or the other may generate a very strong association with their experiences, and therefore when they are engaging the individual that they incorporate a negative association with, it is difficult for the individual to stop that association. Now, what can be helpful is to allow yourself to note what experiences you incorporated in relation to the other individual and what your perception of those experiences are. Being traumatic or uncomfortable or distressing. And once you note to yourself what the experiences were, move a step further and allow yourself to evaluate what is the association that you generated in that experience. let me express to you what creates considerable difficulty when it is related to individuals and relationships, is that, generally speaking, when you create a bad association, in your terms, you generally seek to not recreate bad associations. You genuinely and generally speaking attempt to avoid those bad associations or uncomfortable associations. When it involves family members, this can be significantly problematic, for you are interactive with the element that you want to avoid, and that creates difficulty, for you are continuously being presented with that old association. What is significant in evaluating associations is your ability to question them now, and your ability to ask yourself now, is that association valid? Perhaps it was valid at one time, but is it valid now? Therefore, in relation to an individual such as your mother, you may have generated strong associations previously, and your perception of your interactions may be quite negative, and it may trigger unpleasant or uncomfortable memories, but it is also important to define what association did you create in those experiences. Many times the association may be that the other individual was uncaring or unfair or did not understand or was demanding, or that the individual was dictating and did not allow freedom, or that the individual was insensitive and non-caring and perhaps even abusive. That is the assessment from your perception. In encountering that same individual now, when you interact with that individual, what is your genuine evaluation of that individual now? And what is your perception of that individual now? And in that, allow yourself to view that past association and recognize how it does not apply or it is not valid now. It is not that the feelings are not real, but when you can recognize that an association is not valid, it does begin to dissipate the feelings. Also, another factor in relation to interactions with other individuals in which you incorporate past experiences is that individuals are continuously changing, and you are changing also. And it is also a matter of you acknowledging yourself and your worth and your value, and genuinely expressing comfort and satisfaction with yourself, which will prevent you from moving in the direction of feeling the necessity to inform or instruct the individual that you perceive has wronged you. In this, you can accept the individual now more easily if you are not concerning yourself with proving yourself to the other individual or gaining their approval in some manner that you perceive you did not previously. Are you understanding?
Yes, but if my mother is dead now, why I'm bothering still with some of these issues, with some of these associations?
For this is unresolved. You are continuing with the association, and with your mother not being present, even more so that you can express to yourself that the association is not valid, for it is not occurring. It may also be helpful to you to understand that each individual moves within their own guidelines, and in that your guidelines may be very different from what your parents' guidelines have been, and each individual is motivated to behave in relation to their guidelines and, of course, their beliefs. Therefore, it is a matter of recognizing that what you may perceive in a negative manner, another individual may not. They may perceive an action as beneficial or instructive, or in a manner of speaking, guidance, which may be somewhat askew at times in relation to the individual's beliefs, but also recognizing that an individual may not actually incorporate the intention of being hurtful, even if their actions may be hurtful, they may not actually intend to be hurtful. And I would express to you, when you can be more comfortable within yourself and more accepting within yourself, you will be less judging of the other
people. Shall we continue some other time for Mary convenience?
Very well, my friend. I shall be anticipating of that. And I shall be offering my energy to you in tremendous encouragement.
Thank you very much.
To you in great appreciation and in wondrous lovingness, my friend.